And welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Digital Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to the first or another fun-filled edition of our podcast. We have decided to retitle it.
Digital? And we still on the fence about that because I was doing my keyword research.
Oh, you did some more?
Of course. I had to. And so what I realized was that while there is a lot more search volume for digital marketing than internet marketing, most of those results are not necessarily internet marketing
so
focused.
Digital could be like
it opened
audio,
up print, it
video,
opened up all kind of stuff. And so
this may be the first and last the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Digital Marketing.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little bit more research.
It may be digital internet marketing.
Digital internet marketing. I like that. As always, we do have a tip from our previous... By the way, this is podcast number 321. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is use short paragraphs for long content.
Look, long content works well. It ranks well. People engage with it. But break it up into short, bite-sized paragraphs so people won't be scared of your long content.
Boom. Please remember, we are filmed live here in Houston, Texas, and we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And our mantra is,
do not be a douche.
Do not be a douche. Actually, we were just referenced in an article. Yeah. And, like, first sentence was,
don't be a douche, man. Punch in the face.
Boom.
To them over there. Well, we'll get to our petition in a minute.
We'll get that in a second. Yeah. Let's see. What's next? You will notice the tear tattoo right here, right by my eye, that I had to put on there because there was no review this time. So what that does mean, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the podcast, howdy, welcome, glad you could join us. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know what we're not going to skip. There are lots of ways that you can leave us a review.
Yep.
And we haven't done this in so long.
I'm trying to remember what's going to happen now.
One of them has three steps, and those three steps are go onto iTunes, create an account, write a review. Hopefully you'll make that review
five stars.
Next, you can go to our, and we prefer this one.
They said that in a while. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we prefer this one. Go on to Stitcher.
Yeah.
The easiest way to get to Stitcher is to go to ewebresults.com, and you will find a Stitcher link somewhere on the site, and just go there. It's easy. You click the stars. You add a review. Boom. You can also go to Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ewebresults. And there's a reviews tab, and over on the left, there's the stars, and you click there, and you can leave a review there. I feel like there's at least one more.
G+.
Oh, yeah. Then you can always leave us a G+ review. G+ has gotten a lot more complicated to get to the reviews. We've made it really simple for you. All you need to do is go to ewebresults.com/Google+. Or slash...
Google+.
Or slash...
G+.
Or slash...
G+.
It has been a while since we've done that. All of those will take you, literally, it takes you to like a SERP, search engine result page, and then boom, up pops the review. You click add a review. Hopefully you will make that review
five stars
and hit us up. Let us know that you left that review. We also would appreciate if you shiko us. So if you don't know what a shiko is, Charles, what is a shiko?
A shiko is a share, like, and a follow. We look at some for social engagement here.
Right. So we've got a lot of places that you can interact with us or connect with us. Facebook.com/eWebResults.
YouTube.com/eWebResults.
Twitter.com/eWebResults. Instagram.com/eWebResults. LinkedIn.com/company/eWebResults. All of those will take you to one of our social profiles where you can share, like, or follow us. And please do that. We really appreciate it. Hey, if you're an PHP guru or you're a WordPress genius, we're probably looking for you. Go ahead and submit an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you, yes, you, I'm talking to you, would like a free comprehensive website analysis, go ahead and go to our site, ewebresults.com. By the way, give us some feedback on the new look and feel. It's ultra simple. There's a big green button right in the middle of the screen. Press it and fill it out, and you will actually get to our website analysis. And I've got a little bit of news, or I've got a petif. We'll do the news first. This is kind of interesting. So there's a court, you know, that we're talking about the courts and the fact that the courts can't force you to unlock your phone, right? Yeah, they can't force you to unlock your phone. So a court just decided was that they're actually able to force you to leave your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's your phone, put your fingerprint on it. We're going to force you to unlock it. but they
Can't get your,
which is the opposite of the code, right? So the code, they can't force you, like can't put you in jail or whatever, I don't think. But they actually forced somebody to put their finger on the phone in order.
You're gonna lock this phone first. That's kind of better than cutting your finger off.
Yeah, it's like, we've got a couple of options. Really, we have 10 options.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's tied to one finger.
Yeah,
so
but
we got one option, and it's not a pleasant option. So I thought that was interesting. YouTube says that they have a larger primetime audience than the top 10 TV shows combined. So, classical cable television, whatever,
not the top 10 TV shows combined.
More people during primetime are watching YouTube than are watching the top 10 TV shows combined.
I don't know about that, but I'm pretty sure they got some data to support that. They would just make that claim.
Right.
But what I will say is while I'm watching some of the top TV shows, I'm like also on YouTube.
Right, yeah. So, maybe. If you just take 20% of the audience who's watching one of the top TV shows and happens to also be doing
YouTube
on
their
stuff,
device, then yeah.
Easy to do. And then this was interesting. Facebook lost their first round of storing biometric data. So I can't remember the state that it was in. There's some state where there's a biometric law and you're not allowed to store biometric data without permission.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is like, well, we're out of California. When you sign the agreement, it says that we're going to be governed by the laws of California. California doesn't have this biometric non-storage law. And then the court ruled, well, it's here. And
you're in the States, and so that's what it is.
It's just the beginning. Well, that's,
it's always something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was for, of course, the biometric data that they're storing is when you show it, when a Facebook shows a picture and you click to tag it and it kind of knows who people are.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they have stored biometric
data.
We
know that this picture looks like Chris.
Yep.
And not just that, but you tend to interact with him, and then the likelihood of that being Chris is
pretty
high. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Get it. All right, so that's my news.
So I got a little bit of news, too, as well. So mine is a little bit more targeted. So Moz, this is kind of cool because we use Moz. That's our ranking tool of choice to kind of monitor how these rankings are adjusting. They're rolling out a new Keyword Explorer.
Okay.
Supposed to be an updated keyword creation tool.
Okay.
You have to do research, curates all of the results while you're picking words out.
Right.
Automatically puts them in ad groups. So pretty cool. Checked it out yet. I did look at the screenshots, and so I'll get that a spin next week and see kind of campaigns I can create out of there. Also, you know, Google made changes, algorithm changes last year about really focusing on SSL and having sites on secure servers. Well, they just took the whole Blogspot campaign, whole domain, made it all secured. Every site that's on Blogspot, everything that they were doing. Cool part about it is everybody who was using Blogspot is automatically updated. Nothing new for you to go do. Yeah. All your pages work, all your redirects work, everything is good, except now you're secure.
Yeah.
Punch in the face to Google for doing that.
Yeah.
And speaking of Google, my last little bit of news is for everybody like me and Daniel and the other guys who use AdWords. So, May 24th, Google is unveiling the brand new AdWords redesign. And they're doing the beta test first. And so if you're an agency or somebody who's doing it yourself, sign up for that beta test. Get involved so you can... won't be surprised
at what happened.
When you're like, oh my God, where are my campaigns? Where are my keywords? How do I find my ad extensions? Look, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be in the same spot that you're used to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you're in the PPC, you want to take advantage of that beta just so you can be ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
That's my news. I got a couple patiffs.
Cool.
Go for it. I'm going to get to my patiffs, man. So this patiff goes to, bam. I'm holding my phone up here trying out Facebook Live. Matter of fact, my arm is tired.
I was going to offer that at some point. When we were starting to shoot the scene from up our nose, I was going to change that.
So this punch in the face goes to Erin Robbins O'Brien. She made us number 2 on her post 15 of the best search marketing podcasts. Punch in the face to you for recognizing the expertise that we pull. And if you want to do me a huge favor, swap out that Podomatic link to ewebresults.com. I so appreciate it.
Yeah.
Look, and my second punch in the face goes to my Aaron Thomas, man, from Your World Productions. He was out here in Houston hooking up with my boy Brian Horn and a podcast listener from way back, like throwback podcast, back in the Paul days.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so he was in town for a couple of days, took me to dinner. I appreciate you. Thank you so much,
cool.
Sir.
Punch in the face.
Man, hope you had a safe trip.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you had a safe trip, man, and we'll talk. And those are my punches.
Cool. All right. My punch in the face is for Andy Townsend. He's with with the bicycle repair shop.
Okay, out of, yeah, I heard you talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Had a great conversation with him today. He's actually looking to make some moves in the Seattle area. Going to focus on renting bikes instead of repairing. Obviously, going to continue to repair them.
Okay, but just trying to switch up his target. So
you know, and like a lot of business owners, there's a point where it's time to not spend your time and potentially your wheels on doing internet marketing yourself. You really need to hand it over to an expert or a group. A team of experts, of people.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And when you do that, you're just going to, you know, your website's going to explode and your
business
is going
to be much
better.
More time.
Yeah.
You find yourself with more time. It's easier to have somebody like me report to you with, I don't know, how many sessions you had, how many conversions you had, where those conversions came from, lay out what you could have done better and strategize for the next month. And so then you can move forward and run your business and allow us to take care of that.
Yep.
Versus you trying to figure out what happened and then strategizing and then really not running your business because you're trying to do marketing.
Right.
Yeah, let the pros handle it.
Cool. All right, I think that is the potatoes. We forgot to do a teaser. Our article today is...
Man, the Social Scoop, 10 social media updates from last month, from April 2016.
There were 10 social media updates.
There were probably
month.
A lot more than right 10. Now. Debbie Miller and the good folks at Search Punch. Engine Journal, Punch. She chose the top 10, and she got a pretty good list here. So we'll cool. dive right in.
You I'm can sit this
yeah,
down.
Sit that down. I've noticed you.
A couple things.
Yeah, go ahead. So yeah, she says the Social Scoop, 10 social media updates from April 2016. She starts off by saying here are 10 updates published in April that you should read if you want to stay up to date in the social media world. All right, so she starts off with Facebook, and I'm going to stop right here and tell you that bulk of these updates all happened in Facebook. And for most of our fan base, most of the people who kind of watch, you know, the unknown secrets of digital internet marketing, Facebook you should be using. So pay attention here.
Remember our three rules for social media. Rule number one, you need to be social on your social media. Rule number two, it's actually only two rules. I screwed this up the other day. There's only two rules. Rule number two, if you don't have time to be social, make a profile anyway, and then see rule number one.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll start with Facebook. She goes on to say, number one, based off of the data collected by individual users, Facebook will now make an attempt to predict how long people will spend viewing a piece of content. She's right. And first off, we punch in the face to Facebook. That is a great algorithmic change for them to include in the timeline, right? Why show us videos that don't engage other people? If other people, especially my friends and family and people I engage with, aren't engaging with this video, then I probably won't either. And so instead, they changed it. So now videos that have the bulk of playing time, videos that do get watched thoroughly, content that has the most engagement will tend to get shown the most. Well, what does that mean for you? That means you need to spend some time making sure your videos are actually getting watched. You need to make sure that these videos have the right call to action, that they have the right graphics, that they have the right background music, that they have the right elements. And so that way, when you do post these videos on Facebook, that you won't just be posting videos for no reason, but that they'll actually get some engagement and get shared and be used. It's extremely important that you do that. Number two. Facebook's instant articles is now available to anyone who publishes content on Facebook. So this is kind of cool. Facebook instant articles. Y'all probably like, what is that? Well, this is kind of Facebook's personal platform for like publishing content.
Right.
So not necessarily a post that's on your blog or a post that's on some other site, but more or less content that you wrote specifically for Facebook. And if you do that through their instant articles, then now it's available to everybody. It used to be only available to businesses and certain people who had a certain level of clout. Now anybody can get it. What does this mean to you? This means that, look, if you're already creating great content for your blog, you're already doing these things, then it's necessary that you do this in the Facebook instant articles also so you can reach more of a mobile audience. Why would you do that? Because mobile is where it's at for Facebook. And if your audience is on Facebook and the content you put out is on Facebook, well, let's make it easier for them to get it.
Yep.
Use Facebook instant articles.
Absolutely.
Number three. This is the third update from Facebook last month. Right? Live video on Facebook is proven to be a popular medium for creating and sharing content. So I'm doing it right now.
Boom.
What's up to Facebook Live? We're trying this out. And the reason we're doing this is because they're right. Facebook is the only place where I can reach out to everybody who follows me really, really quickly, simultaneously.
Right.
Unlike Twitter, where they may have to scroll and I may miss them.
They've got to be like waiting for your tweet
exactly.
to pop in.
Whereas,
or you got to message them directly.
Meanwhile, Facebook is going to make sure that they see it.
Right.
Even if they're not watching live right now, soon as they log on, soon as they do anything, it's going to say, oh, you engaged with Chuck and he's live right now. You should tune in, which is the next update she's going to get into. And so I say this for all my business owners out there. Maybe you're not in a position to publish live content all
right.
the time, but maybe you are. I want to encourage you to reconsider your day-to-day activities and figure out where can you input some live video. If you're a restaurant, maybe you catch that chef in the kitchen making one of those favorite dishes. Great live video. Maybe you're a band. You got some entertainment, some songs you're doing on. Great live video. Maybe you're an AC repair company and you're replacing some old water heater with a new tankless water heater.
Yeah.
Capture that live and see what happens. Take advantage of live video. People, for some reason, gravitate to it. Number four. She's still on Facebook. She says, only videos that are either public or have been shared would be visible in search. So remember, she's talking about that live video. So not only do you need people to watch these videos, you need people to psycho these videos.
Yeah.
You want them to share them. You want them to like them. You want them to follow. You want that type of engagement. Because if you don't, then it's going to end up at the bottom of the pile somewhere. It's not going to get much activity. And it's really a sheer waste of your time. And so the key here is put out quality content that people will engage with. And then Facebook will reward you for it. Number five. She says Facebook updated its policies on how branded content is handled on a network. Guys, you remember this if you've been watching us. Last podcast, we talked about the branded content from Facebook. And so basically, at the end of the day, they're trying to control advertisement, right? So if you're a brand, if your page is verified, like ours, got a big blue check, like you're verified, it's confirmed, then you can show branded content for you. The problem is you can't show branded or sponsored content for anybody else, especially if their page isn't verified. So make sure your page is verified, and depending on your industry, like if you're this is gonna suck
right.
for people who are like in e-commerce, for example, and maybe you sell all kind of products, like Samsung phones and camcorders. You sell electronics, and
right.
so you may have some Sony, some Samsung, Whirlpool. You may have whatever, right? Those are branded terms,
right.
branded names. And if your page isn't verified, then you can advertise those. Yeah, so get verified, and then be cautious on what you verify. And the main reason they did that was for people showing branded content that they had been paid to display on their page.
Yeah.
No, that's a big no-no. Facebook is not having that. That was a huge update. I know a lot of bloggers and people like that had to kind of regroup.
Because now they can what's their business
what's my angle now?
Yeah.
Exactly. Number six. She's switching. So all first five was all Facebook.
Okay.
The last five, we're going to go through some other searches. Number six is G+.
Right.
Google Plus. She says Google has loosened its restrictions on who can leave reviews. Yes.
Boom.
And basically, y'all, if y'all remember this, we talked about this early in April, actually. A Google Plus account is no longer required for you to leave a Google review. So
Need a Gmail.
I just need a Gmail. A Gmail account, a YouTube account, whatever Google account you have, it will be sufficient for you to leave a review.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Google. Ironically, they made it easier to leave the reviews and harder to find the reviews.
Yeah, they're
kind of
douchey.
Yeah, very, very douchey.
Yeah.
And so fix that, Google, please, since we're pushing so hard to get reviews and since you're making it easier to get them.
You know, if you've noticed this, when you search for a very particular thing where there's only one result and so they show up,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you search for eWeb results, the stars aren't showing up, right? So the five stars. So if you did a generic search like
that.
SEO Houston, you find eWeb results and there's stars and, you know, whatever's competitors.
But if you just do it by brand name,
they don't show the stars, which is kind of wonky because
you're showing me this whole, I got the whole right side.
Yeah, and some of what I want to look up somebody for is
to see their rating.
Reviews.
Exactly.
Like, so are they five star? It would be really nice if I typed in, you know, I don't know, Bubba's SEO service, and it and you showed me the one star
that they had,
50 reviews. That would be very useful to me.
Anyway. Exactly. So yeah, Google, I'm going to need y'all to fix that up some. But the good news is that for all of you guys who may be pursuing reviews and trying to encourage clients to leave your review and things like that, it's a lot easier now. Yeah. Now you can just really send them a link to your Google My Business page, and they can leave that review. They don't have to sign up for Google Plus and go through a verification and click a confirmation email and do all of that stuff. That's done and over with. They can just leave your review pretty easily. Number seven. LinkedIn. She says, LinkedIn created a new app, and the new app is appropriately titled LinkedIn Students, and it's made specifically for helping college students in the effort to find jobs after graduation. Maybe you're hiring, right? Maybe you're looking for new talent. Maybe you're trying to find a new target of people to go after, a younger millennial crowd, a corporate millennial crowd.
Right.
A LinkedIn app focused on students coming out of college is the target for that. And so if that type of target is who you are targeting, then you should be active in LinkedIn and in the student section. Maybe right. You're offering jobs. Maybe you're offering an internship. Maybe you're offering some training, some experience, some certification, something that they can get that you can begin to build that network with and eventually even hire this person or not. And so check out LinkedIn students, especially if that's where your target is. Number eight, Reddit. She says, Reddit finally has its own self-produced mobile app for iOS and Android platforms. Thank you, Reddit. I stopped using Reddit because the mobile experience was horrible. They was using some other app they had bought, like Blue Alien, somewhere or another. I think she mentioned it. Oh, no, it's on the other post. Alien Blue, something like that. They had bought it and was repurposing it. And then the web experience was convoluted and too busy. The new app is clean. Look like Twitter. It's like very straightforward. You can see the titles. You can do what you need to do with it. So appreciate that. Now, what does that do for you guys? So anybody who's already in a content marketing situation, you're writing blog posts, you're sharing content, you're trying to get links, you want to use Reddit as part of your strategy to get your content out there faster. And Reddit just upgraded and made it a lot easier for people to engage with your content, especially on a mobile device. Take advantage.
Number nine.
Twitter.
Heard of
Twitter? We talked about this earlier last month. The signing of a partnership with the NFL get social network the exclusive streaming rights to the NFL on Thursday Night Football. I don't really know how this helps business owners, but what I can say, the reason that the NFL would sign this kind of deal with Twitter, why would they do that? Well, this gives them the opportunity to be face-to-face, to be one-on-one with their fans, literally in their hand.
Right.
So imagine them pushing notifications to people who are individually watching the game. Imagine device-specific ads because they know what kind of device you're on because you're watching the game. Imagine that type of interactivity that the NFL is going to be able to do through Twitter.
Yeah.
Take advantage. So if you're not using Twitter and your brand is growing, you should start using it. Start following people who like your brand or who even like your competitors.
Right.
Start following your competitors and see what they're tweeting, seeing what their activity is. And then take advantage of the opportunity to push out quick, short notifications. And just like the Facebook Live video we did earlier, the same Facebook video we're doing right now, you may want to try some Periscope while you're on Twitter. Take that same content. Maybe next time I'll have my phone and Crystal have his, and we'll get an arm workout during this podcast.
Yeah, we'll have a sling, cast
exactly,
system.
Or two like hanging selfie sticks or something. But anyway, we'll figure it out. The point is, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And with Twitter making big deals like this with the NFL and big corporations like the NFL making deals with Twitter, that just means Twitter is on pace to keep growing and to keep being used more. This is your cue to say, I have not signed up for that Twitter page yet. Let me go do that.
Boom, get that Twitter.
Take advantage of it ASAP. Last one, number 10, YouTube. She says a new ad format for YouTube called bumper ads. We talked about that. This was last month. She said in April.
Is she listening to our podcast so that she can get the information to put into her article that then gets used in our podcast?
So anyway, YouTube is running out the bumper ads, right? And these are like 6-second videos that you can't skip, you can't bypass, you can't block. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on every video right at the beginning of the video. Why would they do that? Well, because most people tend to skip right at the 6-second mark.
Right.
And so they just go ahead and wait 4 seconds.
So if they skip, they don't get paid. Right? So Google doesn't get paid if somebody skips the ad.
Exactly.
So now they've just
figured out a way to get paid. We're just going to force you to watch it, probably at a lower cost per click because it's a shorter video. It's going to be managed through AdWords. But the point here is that, look, they're forcing people to watch the video. So all of these Vine videos that go great, all of these real short Instagram clips, the reason they do well is because they're under 10 seconds. Yeah. And so here's a 6-second opportunity to present your brand, your product, your service in front of anybody looking up something similar on YouTube. Take advantage of it. I'd almost bet money that the cost per click going to be extremely low, but just gonna be careful because it's gonna operate through display network and you got to run the risk of getting a whole bunch of clicks really, really quickly.
Yep.
But I think it's well advantageous and you should take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Look, punch in the face to you, Miss Debbie Miller. Great, you know, recap of the top 10 social media updates from April. The thing that really pointed out to me here and what I want to highlight to the rest of you guys. Social media changes, bro.
Yeah.
And changes fast. Like, yeah. Facebook rolled out 5 key updates in 1 month.
Yeah.
That she chose to highlight. There was a whole bunch of other stuff they probably did that just wasn't worth mentioning.
Right.
But the key is you have to stay up on this stuff and take advantage of it. Because the reason these things change fast, because times are changing fast.
Yeah.
Keep up with the times. Punch in the face to you, Debbie Miller. The Social Scoop, 10 social media updates from April 26th. That's what's up.
All right, that was a great article. Do we have any wet news?
I got some RIP. Well, we did that last week. Never mind. Nope. No wet news.
All right, then. Hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call EOAB Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. You do? All right.
Yeah,
so we got some...
This is more just a quick punch in the face to all of the moms out there. Mother's Day is this weekend coming up.
And
so
that's a good one.
Yeah, all our moms out there, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Right? So we love you. We thank you.
Yeah.
Keep being awesome.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah, love you, Mom. Peace.
Woo. All right, so if you have a referral, so that's somebody that you know that's interested in any aspect of internet marketing.
Website design, search engine optimization, pay-per-click management, email marketing,
6-second bumper videos,
social media marketing, yeah, you name it.
Any of that. You send them to us, they pay their bill, we pay you. That works it's pretty simple. Remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street. Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. You can get a transcript, video, and audio of our podcast at ewebresults.com. We're actually going to revamp our entire podcast
page. Everything
displayed on our own site here shortly. That should be done in the next 2 weeks, probably, is what I'm thinking. And, all right. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast.
Shout out to the one viewer who's watching live right now.
They either came in and out, right?
Okay.
Because there was one person earlier, then they dropped, and so maybe they're coming back.
We appreciate you.
We do appreciate you. And so thank you guys for making us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. Digital marketing, digital internet marketing podcast on iTunes.
Digital internet marketing podcast, the DIMP.
D-I-M-P. All right. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily. All right, balance check, balance check. 3, 2, 1.
It's the old podcast, 321. We can't stop now, man. It's just getting fun. Chris and Chuck about to make help your business grow with a website, PPC and SEO. So please tune in. So what you do when we coming back finna... Oh, that's it. I'm done.
To ruin.
Well, I started to say ruin, but we ain't like, trying to ruin.
We're ruining.
Exactly.
We're not ruining nothing.
Yeah, that's right? Why I stopped. That's like, well, I don't want to ruin anything. Yeah. So I'm done. All right. Podcast 321, get ready.